Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
You have to admit, if the complete breakdown of our current administration wasn't so frightening, the entertainment factor would be at an all-time high, even though our own April Ryan probably doesn't feel that way today. You know, she has been all over the news, describing herself as roadkill in what was a terse and testy exchange between she and White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer yesterday. Now, among other things, Sean accused April, one of the White House's most respected veteran reporters, of having an agenda, then told her to stop shaking her head twice at him. Now, Sean, who is so out of his league, once again just looked plain dumb. April, of course, is now posing the bigger question. What are we going to do about this administration's attack on the press? And we do need to remember our history, because the last time a leader rose up by getting rid of the press, his name was Adolf Hitler. And it's over. Kris Jenner has broken off her romance with that younger boy toy, Corey Gamble, after just 2 years. Now, Radar Online actually broke the breakup news Tuesday, saying it was the Kardashian momager who actually instigated the split. Kris had to tell Corey she needed some space, because right now she's got to focus on her family and the show. She told him that she was getting sidetracked with this relationship with him, and she needed to put her family before her own needs and wants, because I know that boy was rocking her boat. Anyway, Kris is worried about the rating slide on that show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because it has been on E! For a decade. Boy, 10 years of those folks is more than enough, don't you think? I mean, what else is there to be revealed? Every single body part has been seen twice over. Enough, enough. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.